The information provided on The Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Forever Young Radio Show, featuring America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler, and executive producer, Kelly Capasola. Each week, Dr. Stangler and his special guests have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you can join us today on the Forever Young Radio Show. Whether you're joining us on just that, the traditional radio dial, Sirius XM, or any of our podcast platforms, welcome to the program. For over two decades, we've been informing and educating every listener on healthier lifestyle options and good quality science-based information.
And to learn more about the show, visit our website at americasnaturaldoctor.com. That's americasnaturaldoctor.com. There you can listen to our past shows, read our articles, watch our videos, and make sure to sign up for our free newsletter.
Absolutely, Dr. Mark. We have something for everybody there. You have really spent a lot of time putting this content together. And again, content that's affecting everybody. Obviously, you know, we want to listen to other health shows out there. We want to support people doing the right thing. But we like to talk about health from A to Z on this program. So spend a little time at americasnaturaldoctor.com. And like Dr. Mark said, sign up for that free newsletter. My name is Kelly Capasola. And as always, I'm being joined by America's natural doctor, Dr. Mark Stangler. Hey, Dr. Mark.
How are you?
Doing good. We got a big show today. We're going to be talking about what everybody's been talking about for 2 years, and that is ways to support the immune response, right? We've seen a lot of different things come up in research and science this year, so we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about that on the program today.
Well, it's an important topic for sure. Most people are wondering what they can do for their immune system, how to protect themselves, how to optimize it, what weakens it. So these are all very important questions.
Absolutely. And for new listeners or viewers of the show, every time we say hello, we tend to share a new article that you put on the health breakthroughs of americasnaturaldoctor.com. Dr. Mark, you put something on eczema this week. I think that you're probably seeing a higher incidence in that in your clinic when seeing your patients at the Stangler Center for Integrative Medicine located in Encinitas, California. But let's talk about eczema. What is eczema?
Yeah, well, eczema is a very common skin condition, where people can get redness of the skin, drying of the skin, dry patches, typically characterized by itching. And so it affects millions of Americans. So we see quite a bit of it in the clinic. It ranges from children up to adults and seniors. So very, very common. And some of those common reasons people go to the dermatologist. But essentially, what we want to do from our perspective is we help people address the root reasons as to why they get eczema. You usually can break it down to a few categories, Kelly. You got the external factors. Those are things like soaps that you're using, detergents, allergies, things which can cause reaction to the skin externally. And then you have the internal, and that can be the state of the digestive system, how the state of the flora is in the gut, how you're breaking food down, how you're absorbing food. So these are kind of the internal things that are related to eczema.
Yeah, it's very interesting because I think anybody who's ever dealt with eczema or even psoriasis on the other side of the coin, it's very uncomfortable. You're chronically itching, you're not feeling your best, and it can take a little bit of a toll. And then when you look at our little ones, I've seen children born with eczema, 6 months old, 7 months old. How do parents maybe manage that? What are the effects of whether you have a small child or you're an adult? Is treatment the same, or do you kind of do some additional testing?
Well, with the infants, it's hard to test them. Normally, you have to just more treat them and see how they respond. With the infants, quite often, if they're being bottle fed, it's the formula that they're using. If they're nursing, it may be some of the foods the mother's consuming. Nutritional deficiencies in infants, like some of the B vitamins, vitamin D, essential fatty acids, which actually crosses through all the ages, especially the low essential fatty acids, which help to maintain healthy skin, reduce inflammation of the skin. Those are some of the common things that we see.
So you encourage your patients to get on a good fish oil. What are some other things that you like to tell them to incorporate throughout? And I'm sure you're offering dietary changes, as you said, Dr. Mark, maybe using different body wash soaps or lotions or things like that to make modifications?
Yeah, we definitely use more natural skincare products. Unfortunately, there's a lot more of them available nowadays. But yes, omega-3 fatty acids like the fish oil in the long run have been shown in studies to be effective in helping people with eczema. Normally, you got to take them for about 8 to 12 weeks, but it does have this cumulative effect, which works really well. And again, we use that through children up through seniors, and over time, that's effective. Like you said, we have to generally change the diet. A lot of people eating food sensitivities like cow's milk, maybe excessive wheat and gluten products, citrus, sometimes tomato. For a lot of people, those can be problematic, and there are ways to test for those things as well. People need relief, and so there are natural skincare products that can be used. More mild versions of eczema, we can use things like calendula gels. And lotions. We use aloe vera type products as well. And there's fancier products too that can be used short term. But normally we want to treat the person internally. If a person's getting eczema from allergies, now that could be, environmental allergies or even food sensitivities. While we're addressing that, quercetin. Quercetin's a great natural antihistamine, natural anti-allergy effect. And we'll often use that for a period of time. And then in the long run, prebiotics, postbiotics, probiotics, getting that gut flora in good health, that often is essential for people with chronic eczema.
Great. And I know we're going to talk a little bit more about quercetin throughout the show today. You can't do an immune show without talking about it. But again, that inflammatory response that it seems to have, a really good result when consuming it through the body and using the proper forms or even getting it through foods is a wonderful way to go. So stick with us. You can learn more at americasnaturaldoctor.com. If you'd like to read that eczema article, please click on the Health Breakthroughs and you'll have full access to it.
If you're a regular listener of the show, you hear us talk each and every week about the importance of supporting the immune response. One of our top choices in helping us to do that is by incorporating wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract from Future Farm. Wild oil of oregano gets its many benefits from carvacrol, an active ingredient found in oregano. Carvacrol and other naturally occurring oregano compounds can provide antioxidant support, immune support, and may be effective against bacterial and fungal infections. Wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract from Future Farm is a Mediterranean-sourced, organically grown liquid supplement. Rosemary is a rich source of antioxidants, circulation support, and has anti-inflammatory compounds. Wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract from Future Farm contains a natural honey flavor, so it tastes delicious. Learn more at myfuturefarm.com or call 888-841-7216. That's myfuturepharm.com.
Regular exercise and staying healthy has repeatedly been proven to be the most important way to stay healthy. But let's face it, being an adult can be demanding and stressful. After age 35, it gets harder for people to muster up the motivation to keep the daily exercise going. Work, kids, combined with diminishing hormone levels, can leave us with low energy, lack of sleep, and a poor overall outlook. After age 30, DHEA levels start to decline, which is when many adults start to gain weight, lack energy, libido, and drive. Twist 25 DHEA cream puts exactly what the body makes naturally, bioidentical DHEA, in the skin, where the body processes it. As a base building block for hormones, DHEA gives the body the foundation it uses to make hormones, especially the good ones like androgens and estrogens, the feel-good hormones. So for a little advantage, use Twist 25 DHEA cream. Make your own hormones. 1-888-489-4782. That's 888-489-4782. Or visit twist25.com. 888-489-4782.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, thank you for joining us right here on Forever Young, featuring America's natural doctor, Dr. Mark Stengler. Before the break, we were sharing an article with you on eczema. And again, we have dozens of articles. I would say probably about 75 articles on there. We have dozens of pages you can go and read. Spend a little time if there's a specific topic that you're looking for and looking for answers or research on it. Dr. Mark, again, before we went to the break, we told our friends we were going to talk about the immune system and the immune response and, you know, ways people can kind of support their immune system daily and then also maybe building it for the new year ahead as we're approaching 2022. But if you wouldn't mind, could you just maybe just share a little bit on what the immune system makeup is? And again, we look at it as a security system, but it has to do a lot of jobs that people aren't aware of.
Yeah. It's really quite a comprehensive system. It's a great example of intelligent design, really, when you look at all the special organs and specialized cells that are involved with it. And basically have the external portion of the immune system. The immune system actually starts with our skin. Our skin's a barrier, obviously, to microbes getting inside the body. We also have a microbiome on the skin. We actually have flora and a good bacteria and components like that, which are part of the immune system externally on the skin. Then we have the lining, such as in the nasal cavity and the throat. We have the lymphatic system. We have the ability to release antibodies into the mucosa, the lining of the nasal, the throat, the digestive system, all the way through the anus. So we have, you know, the immune system in that area too. Now, most people think of the immune system internally. And so internally, we have many different factors involved. Let's start deeper with the bone marrow. Bone marrow produces the cells which are turned into antibodies and other immune cells, stem cells which become specialized immune cells. We have the thymus gland and the breastbone, more active when we're kids, but still active in adults, studies show, and that helps to mature certain immune cells, things like called T lymphocytes. We have the spleen, which is involved in helping to deal with microbes and breaking them down. It has macrophages, specialized cells that break down bacteria and other microbes. The lymphatic system circulates throughout the body, collects microorganisms, helps the immune system to deal with, you know, the various microbes that we're exposed to. And of course, we have all these specialized white blood cells, and there's many different types of them that our body releases in response to an infection. And antibodies, where the body produces antibodies to recognize foreign invaders, attracts other specialized parts of the immune system, like the T lymphocytes, like the B lymphocytes, like the complement system, creating this inflammatory reaction, if you will, which summons the immune system to deal with the infection.
Wow. So it's more than just what people think. There's many, many layers of the immune system and the immune response. What are some reasons, and again, minus the pandemic and what we've been facing, that may lead to a degraded or lower immune response within the body? Can we reference a few of those for the listeners?
Yeah, sure. And I was just going to say, Kelly, in some ways, it's kind of the opposite. I mean, people don't realize, but, you know, we're producing many millions of immune cells every day, you know, hundreds of immune cells every day, specialized cells. And so there's microbes all over the place. So our immune system actually is quite effective in preventing infection. I mean, where people would be, you know, dying every second around the world,
right?
Because there's so many microbes around us. So our body is designed such that it's actually very efficient in dealing with infections. But you're right. There are things which can create imbalances in the body, which can create problems with the immune system going on right now. A lot of people are under chronic stress. That's one of the biggest factors in the breakdown of the immune system. Our body does release stress hormones, another designed aspect of our body to counteract the effects of stress. But when we have stress or perceived stress, mental, emotional, even physical, and it's at high levels for too long of a period of time, and we're releasing high levels of stress hormones like cortisol, for example, instead of helping our immune system, which it does initially, it actually can lead to a breakdown of the immune response. And that makes people susceptible. Another one is insomnia or lack of sleep. So many Americans have sleep problems, and that's where studies show our immune system regenerates, kind of like a rechargeable battery at night, and our immune system helps regenerate so it's strong during the day, and so insomnia causes problems there. Some people have chronic infections their body just has not been able to eliminate or keep suppressed properly, and it quite often is due to these other factors we're talking about, but that can tax the immune system. You know, might have even people out there who have undiagnosed infections or diagnosed infections like Epstein-Barr virus, like Lyme disease, for example. People get suppression of the immune system from medications that they're on. This can range from things like corticosteroids used for autoimmune disease or inflammatory conditions. So there's different medications that could be an issue. And then nutritional deficiencies from a poor diet, not getting enough nutrients in your diet, medications depleting you of nutrients. Your immune system requires a whole host of different nutrients to work properly. People think of things like vitamin C and selenium and vitamin D, and there's B vitamins. So there's a whole host of nutrients our immune system utilizes to function properly. And then, of course, the gut, as I mentioned earlier, 70% of our immune system originates from our gut. We have this special lymph tissue called the gut-associated lymphoid tissue in our gut, which, again, produces 70% of our immune response. So if you got digestive problems, unhealthy digestion, leaky gut syndrome, or increased intestinal permeability, where you have absorption issues in the gut, you got chronic infections in the gut, like yeast overgrowth, bacteria that shouldn't be there, parasites, all this, you know, definitely affects your immune system.
I know that we've seen a higher incidence in autoimmune. And when you have an autoimmune condition, Dr. Mark, I know it can be, there's so many different autoimmune conditions out in the world now compared to what there used to be. But does that kind of put you in a state, depending on which one that you're dealing with, where maybe your immune system is having to work really 24/7 managing that situation? You know, anybody who listens to the show knows that I have Hashimoto's. Should I be really paying attention to maybe increasing some of the good foods that I'm working into my diet, paying attention to the sleep and stress a little bit more than others?
Yeah, people with autoimmune diseases certainly could be more susceptible to the inflammatory effects of infections. I mean, what's been going on the past year and a half, we definitely see patients who have autoimmune diseases. Then they get the infection and their inflammation can't be controlled properly and they have more problems. So yes, in that, from that aspect, I would agree with that. They got to really, people with autoimmune conditions have to be more diligent with all the lifestyle and dietary factors we're talking about.
Of course, every week in some way or another, we talk about food. We talk about foods that help, foods that hinder, things you might want to incorporate. So are there certain types of foods that people can reach for that may be supportive for the immune function?
Yeah, the foods you find on the perimeter of your grocery store are really the foods people need to focus on. Rich in plant foods, we're getting all the phytonutrients, you're getting the fiber, vitamins and minerals. That's where a lot of people are lacking. Getting the whole grains instead of the refined carbohydrates and sugars. Adequate good fats, like in the fish, like in the healthier oils, like olive oil, for example. Nuts and seeds, getting the good fats. Grass-fed meats can be in that category too. And then just getting adequate protein. A lot of people, they get more protein than they usually need. But if you're on the other hand, where you're not getting enough protein, you're just eating a lot of grains, let's say, throughout the day, refined grains, you may be low in protein too, which you need for recovery, you need to produce antibodies. So we need a well-balanced diet. Generally, depending on the person, if they don't know what kind of diet they respond to best, we do have information on the modified Mediterranean diet at americasnaturaldoctor.com, and that's a good resource for people.
Absolutely. And we also have one on keto. If people want to go ahead and try the ketogenic diet, I know you put a great article out. We listed it a couple of weeks ago on the website. And I'll tell you, Dr. Mark, I have tried different things in my life to get the needle moving with Hashimoto's and making sure that I'm eating properly. I'm a foodie. I love to eat good and put proper nutrients in. And I kind of resisted the ketogenic diet for quite some time. I had tried everything else and I, you know, staying under my macros, certain amount of fat, balancing carbs, you know, things like that. And I've had great success in the last couple of months on being on the ketogenic diet. Fat plays a huge role in your day-to-day energy and the burning of the other molecules that you're bringing to your body. Do you think people get enough fat, Dr. Mark?
People get enough fat. They usually don't get enough good fat. You know, they don't get the right types of fats usually. If you're a person
right.
who eats out, yeah, if you're a person who eats out a lot of packaged foods, you're probably not getting a good balance of the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s. But you're right. There's about 15 to 20% of our patients we find with a ketogenic style diet. They do phenomenally well. And it just is a better genetic match for them. That's why I'm always hesitant to say someone should follow one diet for everybody. You know, there's a lot of health books, diet books out there, and they basically promote one type of diet for everybody. And just practicing for 26 years, knowing the individual makeup that we have, we know that cannot succeed for everybody. It could help a lot of people, and often these types of healthier diets do, but it will not work for everybody because we're all different genetically. But you know, the ketogenic diet for about 15 to 20% of people will be the optimal diet for them. And it's the type of thing, until people follow diets and see how they do, there's no way to know for sure. However, I have found that people who respond to keto diet, they tend to, you know, have a slower metabolism. They have trouble losing weight. They usually have, you know, excess weight to begin with. They're more prone to insulin resistance than the average person. They're prone to blood sugar swings easier unless they're getting more good fat in their diet. So these are all kind of tips where that type of diet could work much better.
Absolutely. And we're going to run out to the break, but go to our website, americasnaturaldoctor.com. When we come back, more on your health.
Your body is an amazing organic machine. It turns food into energy, heals wounds, supports your consciousness, manages hormones, and so much more. But it needs the right fuel and signals to function at its best. Not all plants are created equally. We've heard fruits and vegetables contain vitamins and minerals we need for a healthy life. But have you heard of adaptogens? These are herbs and mushrooms that literally help you adapt to the stress in your life. They balance hormones, promote a state of calmness, and help get you back to homeostasis. Organifi creates these delicious superfood blends that mix easily with water. They make it easy for us to get more adaptogens in our day, like ashwagandha, reishi mushroom, rhodiola, and more. If you're looking for an easy way to support your amazing body, think Organifi. Learn more at GetGreenJuice.com. That's GetGreenJuice.com. Use the code Dr. Mark to save 20% off your order at GetGreenJuice.com.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a wonderful conversation with Dr. Mark Stengler, America's Natural Doctor, on all things we can do to be supportive and to be helpful to our immune response. We've talked the jobs that our immune system does, some of the hats that it may wear, some disruptors that can come into our life when we're trying to support the immune response every single day, and poor nutrition could potentially lead to a lowered immune response. Dr. Mark also shared some of the ways we can add in foods that are supportive. Maybe going to the outside of the grocery store, avoiding, you know, sugars and poor fats and getting adequate protein. And Dr. Mark, one of the things I wanted to pick up on is the overconsumption of sugar in our world. It feels like everything has hidden sugar in it. So even if people are trying to make a really good change in their life, and we know with the new year ahead, a lot of people have goals in mind. They maybe want to lose weight. Maybe they want to have less inflammation. They want to feel better about themselves or reverse that aging process a little bit, especially when we're talking about glycation of the skin. But let's talk sugar. If somebody is going to the grocery store and they're not a label reader, they could be picking up something like a salad dressing, thinking that it's relatively healthy. And then they turn it over and they realize there's 15, 20 grams of sugar. The sugar being hidden in almost every product out there, especially in processed foods. What are the results, the immune response, getting way too much sugar on a daily basis?
Yeah, well, you're right. Excess simple sugars have multiple detrimental effects on the immune system. Number one, they contribute greatly to inflammation. When you consume simple sugars, simple carbohydrates, you get insulin spikes, releases, and insulin's very inflammatory. And that's kind of the whole connection there with the insulin resistance. So number one, it increases inflammation. Most people are in an inflammatory state as it is, and that's going to lead to degradation, damaging effects on not only your body's tissues, but on the immune system as well. Number two, we know excessive amounts of simple sugars suppress your white blood cell activity. So that obviously is problematic. Third, as you talked about, excess sugar, it damages the several proteins in our body. You use the word glycation, and that's where you get carbohydrates attaching to proteins, and it really accelerates the aging process. So that's the connection there. So on multiple levels, excess sugar really creates damage to the immune system.
Yeah, Dr. Mark, and we've seen things over the years, metabolic syndrome, you know, which is a number of different incidents that can occur or situations that you have going in the body. And again, insulin resistance. You're not hearing as much as we were hearing about that before. And I could tell you, I'm sure it's running rampant throughout our society. So not only if somebody doesn't know they're dealing with something like insulin resistance, and maybe they're consuming canned soda on a daily basis, maybe 4 to 5 cans a day or things like that, and they're getting that sugar. Is that something long-term that could potentially lead to maybe some disease situations that people may want to avoid?
Yeah, insulin resistance is connected to many chronic diseases. You know, starting in the brain with dementia, Alzheimer's risk is increased. Obviously, everyone pretty much knows it's associated with type 2 diabetes. It increases the risk of certain autoimmune conditions, inflammatory conditions of the joints, aging of the skin, increased rates of certain types of cancers have been really studied extensively, like breast cancer, colon cancer, prostate cancer. So, you know, this insulin resistance, which affects about 75% of the American adult population, probably about 50% of kids, excuse me, it's a major, major issue. And so if you don't address insulin resistance, you know, these other things we're talking about are helpful, but that has to be the core thing that needs to be addressed.
So when wanting to do that, would you work with your doctor? Would you get tested? How can we help people to understand? Because a lot of times some people, maybe they get a yearly checkup. That's it. One little thing on their blood work. And when they're getting their blood work done, maybe they're checking A1C. Would A1C show that potentially those people are having an insulin issue, or would that have to be a whole additional test that maybe their GP isn't generally running?
Yeah, there's a few tests. First could be a fasting blood sugar or glucose, fasting glucose test. Again, it would have to be fasting. Some doctors definitely, you know, run that test when they're running the lipid panel and all that. A normal range for most labs would be up to 99, so 100 and higher would mean you're pre-diabetic, or above 125 would be type 2 diabetes. But we still shoot for optimal. I mean, that fasting glucose should be optimally below 85, which a lot of people are not in that category. Number two, like you said, the hemoglobin A1C, which is your average blood sugar level over 2 to 3 months. The nice thing with that test, it's not fasting. It's accurate. It's not perfect, but it's fairly accurate, showing how your blood sugar regulation has been over the past 2 to 3 months. So that definitely can be used. Most labs use a range of less than 5.6 as a marker. And so we get a lot of people 5.8, 5.9, 6.0, showing they're in the pre-diabetic range. If you're above 6.5, right, that's type 2 diabetes. And then the third one is called fructosamine, and that's your blood sugar average the last 2 to 3 months. The last one actually would be a fasting insulin. So those are kind of the main markers that you can be used to look at this problem.
And not to digress or move on the topic, but I get a lot of questions even from friends and family. Potentially, maybe they think they're having a thyroid issue, and maybe they just get general blood work. Are there like certain levels that they want to request when getting their blood work done to really get a bigger picture on if their thyroid is functioning properly?
Yeah, because thyroid issues are so common in our world, we definitely prefer more extended panels. A lot of doctors just run what's called the TSH, which is thyroid stimulating hormone. That's a message released by your pituitary gland messaging your thyroid, you know, to put out more or put out less thyroid hormone. So that's a generalized marker. It has value, but it has its limits too. We like to measure the two active thyroid hormones in your blood, in your cells, called free T4 and free T3, F-R-E-E. And that tells us what's going on with the active thyroid hormones. We like to measure something called reverse T3. That can go up from high levels of stress, which blocks your active thyroid hormone in your cells. And then the two main antibodies we test, because a lot of people have autoimmune thyroiditis, the most common reason why people develop low thyroid. We want to see if this autoimmune condition is going on so we can, you know, attack that.
Good point, Dr. Mark. And then there's also another, and I know we didn't plan on talking about all these blood tests, but it proves we're never scripted on this show. We just like to talk about stuff, but inflammation markers. Say somebody doesn't know where they're at with it. They have daily aches and pains. They're not feeling great. They're trying to do the best they can. Maybe they're removing some of the sugars. They're revamping. And again, detoxification can take some time. If you go off sugar for 1 or 2 days and you're like, this is horrible, I have a headache, please believe in yourself. You will get past that point. You don't have a sugar deficiency, it's going to be okay. But what kind of testing is done at your offices, specifically at the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine, to test inflammatory factors that could be running rampant throughout the system?
Yeah, there's several inflammation markers we can run. The most general one is called C-reactive protein. This is an inflammation protein which is released by the liver. It goes up with kind of general inflammation. Now it can go up with infections, it can go on with inflamed tissues, autoimmune disease. That's a general one. Several studies have shown that elevated levels of C-reactive protein are much more associated with chronic diseases, including heart disease, cancer. things of that nature. So that's a good screening test. If someone is suspected to have more of an autoimmune condition, we'll run markers like the sedimentation rate. That's a little more specific for that condition. There's other fancier ones we do for the cardiovascular system, like oxidized LDL, the damaged form of LDL cholesterol, myeloperoxidase. And there's other ones, too, which are a little more specific that can be done, some of the complement markers. But and then in recent times, what's being measured more are called the interleukins. People probably have not heard about this, but there's very powerful inflammatory chemical messengers in our body called interleukins. And so high levels of those go up with inflammation. And we certainly look at those more now to see if there's underlying inflammatory conditions going on with a person, which we weren't aware about.
Yeah, and not to really harp on it, because I think people have heard about it so much, but what we've been going through nearly 2 years, would you say, Dr. Mark, that a lot of the trouble behind that is that inflammatory issue, that people are just way too inflamed? And I know on every show we talk about inflammation in some way or another, but inflammation isn't bad. It was put in the body to protect. But what about now in our day and age? Are you seeing a lot of inflammation markers at your clinic?
Yeah. We're seeing a lot of people with chronic inflammation, people who have like long hauler syndrome with the current, you know, condition going on right now with a lot of people. So yeah, they're in a state of chronic inflammation. And that's why, again, we have to work with these people on diet. We need to get in the omega-3 fats, high levels, things like turmeric extract to bring down the inflammation. So these are all things which need to be addressed to reduce that inflammatory or, you know, extended or too high of a level of inflammation in the body.
Yeah, and you wrote a wonderful article last week, Dr. Mark. I encourage our listeners to go read up. It was really addressing the long hauler situations that people are dealing with. Again, you can get that on our health breakthroughs at americasnaturaldoctor.com. Again, that is americasnaturaldoctor.com. When we come back from the break, we're going to pick Dr. Mark's brain, talk to him about some supplementations backed by science that maybe he's incorporating at his clinic, the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine. And by the way, they do all kinds of different things there at the clinic, especially telemedicine. So please feel free to reach out if you have some additional questions. That phone number is 855- DOCMARK, or you can learn more at our website at americasnaturaldoctor.com. Be right back after the break.
Each day in the news and from the scientific community, we are hearing more about magnesium, which is great considering all of the important roles that magnesium plays in the human body, including muscle function, bone development, vision, health, and more. Many of us are unaware that magnesium deficiency is one of the leading nutrient deficiencies in adults. So it's a good idea to consider taking magnesium supplements regularly. Emerald Labs 400 milligram magnesium contains therapeutic doses of 100% pure Albion magnesium as glycinate chelate, considered to be the gold standard in quality minerals. For maximum bioavailability, Emerald Labs 400 milligram magnesium is additive-free, gluten-free, vegan, and also doctor-formulated.
The Emerald Labs line of products can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide, or you can learn more at emeraldlabs.com. That's emeraldlabs.com. Emerald, the additive-free company.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, postnasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol.
Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, as well as Amazon.com. For a complete list of retailers, visit clear.com. That's XLEAR.com.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long-term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged garlic extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic aged garlic extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic aged garlic extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic aged garlic extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com.
Again, thank you for joining us each and every week right here on Forever Young, featuring America's Natural Doctor Mark Stangler and myself, Kelly Cafasola. Again, we're doing a whole show on ways you can maybe look at your immune system a little bit differently, how you can add some additional support, or maybe signs and symptoms to look out for that you have a situation going on that you may need some blood work done, or maybe some in-depth counseling with an NMD or a naturopathic medical doctor like Dr. Mark Stangler. We prefer, when we recommend supplements, to have science behind them, that they have some clinical studies behind them so we can know how they actually work. And that's one of the things you do, Dr. Mark, is you use a lot of these products in your center, the Stangler Center for Integrative Medicine, and you're testing blood work so you can see the efficacy of if it's working for someone or if it's not working for someone. So when we're talking about these nutritional supplements, I think we would have to start with quercetin because we've been hearing about it everywhere for the last year, especially after some researches came out. But again, got to put the caveat in there. We've been using it for 5 years in the allergy formula, your allergy wellness. Now, this one could be a little bit different. It has a new technology of delivery. But let's talk about quercetin, especially since we've been covering inflammation.
Yeah, well, quercetin is a very interesting nutrient. We do find it in plant foods. It's found in foods like onions and berries. And other foods. It has a natural anti-inflammatory and antihistamine effect, promotes healthy tissue. So it's a very interesting nutrient. I think it'll be the super nutrient of the the upcoming year. And then we also have good published research on how it's effective for allergies or asthma related to allergies it can be helpful for. So I've historically have used it for that. And then in most recent times, for this problem the world's been dealing with the last 2 years, there's been two published studies showing it reduced the duration and severity of the symptoms. So that's unique because there's not many natural products studied for that condition. So we're using it with patients to help or reduce the likelihood of getting infections. We're using it to reduce inflammation. We're using it for allergies. So yeah, I really like it. And like you said, the newest version in our quercetin wellness has published research where the absorption is up to 20 times greater than regular quercetin, and that's historically been a knock on quercetin. Quercetin, it is very poorly absorbed. Doesn't mean it can't work, regular quercetin, but it's very poorly absorbed. So, in these conditions where we need to really get therapeutic effects, we've got to use a product where you can get very good blood levels to accomplish that. Sometimes people take products and the amounts are so low or the absorption so poor, they just come to the conclusion these things don't work. Well, no, it's just because you're getting almost a placebo amount of what you're taking. That's why it's not working.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have read reviews, especially when we were waiting for your private label to come out, which, again, people can learn more at drstangler.com, drstangler.com about it, or go to americasnaturaldoctor.com and click on shop. But that's the interesting fact. People were saying, hey, I got this product. I got it off Amazon. I took it. I have an upset stomach. Am I supposed to take it with food? Am I not supposed to take it with food? And then I haven't heard anything about that on our end. And a couple thousand bottles have been out there in the world. So that's a really prideful thing to think about. It's you use the exact amount that was used in the study when formulating this quercetin phytosome and using it from the exact same amount that was used in that International Journal of Medicine study. So do you think that's where the knock is? If people are trying to just buy any quercetin out there, it's not going to be the same. You have to go with what the study indicated, right, Dr. Mark?
Yeah, I mean, that is the problem. I mean, they're relatively weak, what's out there. I mean, just to be honest with you, I mean, the doses people are taking, the absorption of it, it's just very weak. So, I see patients with real health conditions who need help. I can't play games with things we don't know if they work. you know, they're a tenth the dose, they have a horrible absorption. I mean, I can't play games with my patients. And so I extend that to our listeners here. If you're serious about your health, then look into what I'm saying. You don't have to believe me, you know, per se, but look into what I'm saying, because, you know, these things have been validated objectively. So that's what it's about. It's, you know, telling people the truth, getting good results, getting great results as natural as possible.
Yeah, absolutely, Dr. Mark. And another thing that we've heard, especially that's really hot in the last year or two, medicinal mushrooms.
The medicinal mushrooms have become very popular, and they should be. I mean, they've been used for thousands of years. They have hundreds of modern published studies on them, their benefits on the immune system and for other conditions. And so, yeah, I think people should be using them to help their immune system. Commonly used ones like Coriolis versicolor, commonly known as turkey's tail. Another one known as maitake. And so mushrooms like this, you know, have quite the extensive published literature on them. You know, it's interesting, Kelly, in countries like Japan and China, they're actually considered drugs, drugs for the immune system. Now, I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean in that they're so well studied that they're used by conventional doctors to help the immune system. It's only here in America where the average doctor doesn't even know anything about them, which is, you know, sad, because again, we have hundreds of studies on them demonstrating some pretty impressive effects on the immune system. And so when I have patients, say, with conditions where they need immune support, short-term or long-term, maybe they got certain conditions where they got to support their immune system, maybe they get sick real easy during the wintertime, maybe they want extra support immune-wise with everything that's going on, maybe they can't eat perfectly, they're traveling, they got high stress, they want to support that immune system. This is something where I use with people, you know, weeks or months at a time to help them during this time.
That's great, Dr. Mark. Again, just a wonderful little thing that people can incorporate in their life. And then we have been hearing more about vitamin D in the last 2 years. That's been the interesting thing, is that everybody is always so deficient in vitamin D. We encourage people to take vitamin D3. Dr. Mark, I know that you like to incorporate K2 with it quite often for your patients, almost to shuttle the things properly throughout the body where they need to go. Can you give us a little bit more on that?
Yeah, and Kelly, it's amazing. Dr. Angelo and I, my wife, we're just amazed how many people show up low in vitamin D. And remember, we're in San Diego here, where people are usually, you know, getting some sunlight.
Right, sunlight, so, yeah.
Yeah, so it's amazing how many people are low in vitamin D. And your immune system cannot function properly without it. You're going to be more prone to infection, more prone to autoimmune conditions, and of course all the effects on bone and inflammation, all that which vitamin D have. So yes, I combine it with vitamin K2. I really think anyone who's taking vitamin D on a long-term basis, which is a lot of people, they should be taking it with vitamin K2. Most people are not getting fermented soy products. Foods are high in vitamin K2. And K2 has the effect on the body of shuttling the calcium we absorb from our food or supplements into our bones. And so that makes sense. We don't want it just circulating around in the bloodstream.
Yeah, and then we're hearing zinc. People are taking more zinc. What do you know about zinc, Dr. Mark?
Well, zinc is a very important nutrient involved in proper immune system function, more specifically, good white blood cell function. We know when we have good zinc levels inside our cells that it's harder for viruses to replicate. So zinc, you know, is a good supplement. Even 25 milligrams a day, you know, is a decent dose that people can be taking.
Absolutely. And then we see people, I take a daily multivitamin. I encourage people to take a daily multivitamin, and we could talk a little bit more about that. But potentially, are they going to get proper levels of what they need in the average multivitamin out there on the market?
Well, there's really quite a, you know, a spectrum of multivitamins in the market. Let's say, let's rate them from 1 to 10, 10 being excellent. And there's quite a few, you know, varieties I see, like in the drugstores or online. Maybe you give them a rating of 1 to 4. Ones in health food store can be anywhere from a 5 to a 10. Obviously, the ones doctors like myself will use with patients, you know, they're going to be up near that 10 range. So I put a lot of time and effort into formulating my Supreme Multi, which people can look at if they want, at drstengler.com. And so, yeah, the average person has multiple nutritional deficiencies for various reasons. So it is a way to get in all those nutrients. If you actually look in a nutrition textbook and you look at the immune system, people would be shocked how many nutrients are involved in immune function. I mean, we're not just talking about 3, 4, or 5. I mean, there's dozens of them. So it makes sense for people to be on a good multivitamin mineral formula.
Thank you for that, Dr. Mark. And again, we're running out of time super quick, but we can't do a show without talking vitamin C. Are there any superior forms that people want to look for?
Yeah, some people might do much better with non-acidic forms of vitamin C. There are some forms of vitamin C, like pure whey C, where it stays in the bloodstream longer. And for my patients who are just getting pill fatigue and need higher doses of vitamin C, we do have on our store a powder form, a very concentrated powder form, good tasting, not acidic. And that's one way to just mix it in some water or drink and get good levels of vitamin C throughout the day.
Thank you so much for taking the time like you do each and every week to join us on our program and really share with us all this great information to the consumers out there.
Absolutely. Yeah. And good nutrition, healthy lifestyle. These are foundational for being able to accomplish that.
Make sure that you're getting some good, clean water within your system. It'll help you to detox some of the things that are in your system that is built up that you're trying to get rid of. But again, highly encourage you to visit our website, americasnaturaldoctor.com. You can spend some time on the health breakthroughs, on the videos, on the podcast, and hit the shop button if you like any of these products that we've been talking about today. That does it for our show today. Have a happy and healthy week, and we'll catch you next time right here on Forever Young.